Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
OBJ, and this is what I'm going to say to you, Jonas. This is why, for all the people who are ready to anoint the Cleveland Browns, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Oh, they got, look at them, look at the team on paper. I'm not there for two reasons. Last year, Baker Mayfield and all the numbers he put up, they beat one team over 500. That was Baltimore, 12-9 early in the season.
Yeah.
When they still had the old quarterback,
Joe Flacco.
Flacco, yeah. Under center, he was terrible.
Yeah,
they beat him 12-9. All the other stuff they racked up were against bad teams in the league, including Cincinnati, which had given up 500 plus yards four straight games and got their defensive coordinator fired. I mean, that's how bad it was. So part of me is I got to wait to see them against better teams. And number two, the mix of these guys that they've put together, including the star acquisition of OBJ, the problem I have is, and I think it's obvious now, he's not embracing Cleveland.
No.
He still feels jilted that he got run out of New York. This is why he's brought up this stuff about New York. Why don't you turn the page? You know, the big GQ article, and Rob G, you have some of the quotes from it. But this tells me more than ever, I'm in Cleveland, but I don't really want to be here. And God forbid he doesn't get the ball the way he thinks he should and is the star of the show, you're going to have problems in Cleveland.
Listen, when's the last time Odell Beckham went a year without some sort of a distraction? Honestly, like when or a distraction or an injury or a suspension. When's the last time? It's never happened.
The 6 months out of his mom's womb. That was probably the only time.
That's never. You worked on that on the plane, didn't
I did,
you?
On the way back.
Listen, it's never happened.
It's a 5-hour flight.
Of course. You got all the time in the world. Yes. It's never happened. There's always been some sort of an issue. And he's a great player. And then
is a great player.
And one of the things that he said in the article that is just proved the Giants' point even more so is that he went on to say and talk about how he was keeping the brand alive. He felt disrespected by the Giants because he felt like they were a really bad football team. He was helping to keep the brand alive despite them being a bad football team, and that they were getting primetime games because people wanted to see him play. Guess what? That's the truth. He was the only reason people were watching Giant games.
But guess
what else is true? That's also why he got traded. Because why are you tying that much money up into a receiver who's not benefiting the team at all because they still suck? So that's why he got traded. It's the business of football. Why does he have hurt feelings over it?
Absolutely. And he has hurt feelings. Anybody who doesn't think so, you know, Cleveland is cool until you actually get there and you realize I'm in Cleveland.
Shout
you know what I
Cleveland,
mean?
Cleveland, everybody.
I'm sorry. I mean,
yay.
I'm just, this is, don't forget, LeBron James, your native son, he walked out on you twice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's from there.
Yes.
And wasn't good enough.
Well, that's
Did OBJ get it? Did you get the memo?
It's also the reason why the big three went to Miami. LeBron was trying to get them to go to Cleveland.
They weren't coming.
And Chris Bosh, I think, was like, "Nah, we go ahead and pass. I'm going to Miami. You're coming with us or what?" And then they made the decision.
And that's what I'm saying. So I think this has a chance of blowing up if this thing doesn't work between them. And I guess, Rob G, you have the quotes, right?
I do have the quotes, guys. He was asked in the GQ article what his initial thoughts were about getting traded. He said, quote, "My initial reaction was not disappointment. I felt disrespected because I felt like I was the main reason at keeping that brand alive. They were getting primetime games still as a 5-11 team. Why? Because people want to see the show. You want to see me play. That's just the real rap. I'm not sitting here like, oh, it's because of me, but let's just be real. That's why we're still getting the primetime games. I felt disrespected. They weren't even man enough to sit me down in my face and tell me what was going on."
Can we get a round of applause for the role play by Rob Guerra?
Very nice. Like,
that is unbelievable.
With a lot of attitude.
Unbelievable.
But I got news for him. When sometimes you get caught up, and he's a great player. I love to watch him play. So that is not even an issue.
Yeah.
The New York Giants have always been a brand, good, bad, or indifference. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm 55 years old. You know what I've never seen in my life? Ever. I've never seen a newspaper ad for Giants tickets. You know why? Because you can't get them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so I get what you're saying about the brand and whatever, but the Giants are always going to be on national television, good, bad, or indifferent. Well, you know why? Because of the masses. They're going to get a number regardless. I'm telling you, they were bad and used to get national TV games.
And not to dive off into the Kaepernick discussion, because that's not the point of this, but it goes to your point of the demand for the Giants. John Mara, who's the owner of the Giants.
One of the co-owners, yeah.
He talked about how he never got so much pushback from Giant season ticket holders than if they were saying, if you sign Colin Kaepernick, we're giving up our season tickets. And I remember when that came out, I said, okay, so if they wanted to sign Kaepernick, tell those people to walk. There's a 15-year wait of people who want season ticket. Get out of here with that crap.
I'm telling you, my whole life, I never saw an ad or a commercial buy Giants tickets, ever.
But here's the thing, though. I agree with Odell Beckham, because what were people tuning in for to watch Giants games? When he made that big one-handed catch, that was on Sunday Night Football. That was and it was the perfect...
What did you say when you saw... I was watching the game live. Were you watching live or
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
What did you say when you saw that?
Best catch I've ever seen.
Chris Collinsworth said the same. I said it with him. I said, that's the greatest catch I've ever seen. I think everybody did.
Yeah, but then
you realize that stick 'em or whatever.
Yeah,
they got
yeah,
the
and that's well. Listen, we don't
little
need
sticky gloves.
Come
or
on, I mean, we don't need to pour salt on that
whole slug of a story. And they did lose that game. Even though I think you have some sticky gloves, but it has nothing to do with football.
Nothing to do with that. Yeah, it's just it depends on how. We'll leave that alone.
Okay.
They only come out about 2 a.m. But here's the thing. It's exactly why he got traded. It doesn't make sense to have that much money tied up in a wide receiver, and it's not helping the team at all. You can say whatever you want about Eli Manning. You could say whatever you want about the defense. It's just simple business. Why would you tie that much money up into Odell Beckham if you're still bad? So, yes, he's correct. People were tuning in to watch Odell Beckham. They weren't tuning in to watch some of the other players on that team, like Nate Solder or whoever else that they're going out and signing in free agency. Olivier Vernon, the rest of these guys. So, yes, they're tuning in to watch you play, but if they're tuning in to watch you play and the results aren't there and you're still bad, then it's a simple business decision. They traded you away, and at some point, he complained about Eli Manning. Wouldn't you say Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback right now than Eli yes. Manning? So then why did he open up the law offices of bitch and moan? Be happy that you got a
brand new quarterback. You got the quarterback you want, right? And Eli's washed.
And you're on a better football team.
Right, at least on paper, you are.
Yes, and it's also, though, here is where this is going to get interesting. I remember a team a few years back, and this team was being talked about as a Super Bowl contender. In fact, Michael Irvin went on the air on NFL Network and was picking this quarterback to be the MVP of the league. And the reason he was picking this quarterback is because they had this offensive guru of a head coach, and they had Martellus Bennett at tight end, and they had Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, and that quarterback was Jay Cutler, and those Chicago Bears are going to do big things. Fast forward 3 months, they were a raging diaper fire.
I believe
because it wasn't working. You can't just add all these pieces together and assume it's going to make sense. Plus, you've got a brand new head coach. He's never done this before.
He's never done it before. There's a lot of things there, and you have personalities who, if things are all going well, then you're probably good.
Yeah.
But if they don't, or I'm just saying, Baker doesn't get him the ball, or there's an issue, and some other receiver has more passes after three games, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and when
I came to Cleveland for this.
Yeah, and when one of your goals is I want to pass Jerry Rice in yards. So what happens if you're like on pace during the season to not track and catch up with Jerry Rice in yards? Then what happens? You think he's not thinking about that in the back of his head?
Yeah,
he is. Oh, no, as long as we win. Okay, but like,
it's just so premature to even be talking about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you should just go to Cleveland. Stop talking about the Giants. It's done.
You got to move on.
You got your big contract from them. Disrespect it. They made you the highest paid player, the highest paid wide receiver. How could you be disrespected? That makes no sense to me. And of course, I don't know the reporter who I think he was on Undisputed, right, from GQ, but I would have been like, disrespect. Didn't they make you the highest paid wide receiver?
It's crazy.
Like, I would have pushed back on that.
It's totally crazy. And him being in New York only helped his brand.
Yeah.
So you have to take that into account. You know what they say about somebody who always talks about their ex? They're not over their ex.
No.
Move on, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You are a huge, huge, huge fan of the New England Patriots organization. You love them. You can't get enough of them. You love them so much that you're even, at one point, were taking phone calls from Boston radio. I mean, you were just doing big things at the Super Bowl. Well, Bill Belichick has won another Super Bowl. That makes 6 Super Bowl rings as head coach for the New England Patriots. Another 2 with the New York Giants as an assistant to Bill Parcells. So he's got to update the name of his boat to 8 rings now instead of 7 rings. But Tony Romo...
And it has nothing to do with anything around his neck. No. This is just the...
No.
This is about the Super Bowl ring.
Tony Romo, the overrated broadcast... I'm sorry about that. The broadcaster
for
CBS.
No, you're 100%.
Unbelievable.
Who also steps all over...
Jim Nance,
yeah. Which makes it harder to... And everybody's like, oh, he predicts all the plays. First of all, he doesn't get them all right.
Yeah.
So that hurts the broadcast. And then he steps on Jim Nance all the time.
And guess what? The further he gets away from the game, the less he's going to recognize those plays. So have fun with that in a couple of years. But so Tony Romo was talking about Bill Belichick, and he was on Dallas radio. Here's what Romo had to say about your guy, Coach Belichick.
When I'm around him, I learn. And that's really a joy when you can – really learn something more about football with people around. When you have people that can teach you the game after you've been studying it for 15, 20 years, that's a joy. I mean, I honestly learn every time I'm around him. And he's really, really special.
And so so there was Tony Romo talking about Bill Belichick. He's special. He's still learning. I agree with Tony Romo. Belichick should be adored. He should not be criticized. And he has done all of this by the book.
Oh, yeah. This is the problem you have when you have a lot of guys, and I get it.
played in the league. What are you going to say? You're not going to criticize. As a just a consumer watching. It's not about just ripping people to rip people.
Yeah.
But you can't give the full story. And for whatever reason, Bill Belichick's full story is never given. When they talk about when Michael Vick came back, right? After the dog fighting?
Yeah.
Every time they mention his name, well, you know he was involved in the dog fighting, and no one went to jail. Every time. And if somebody does something, they would mention it every time they mention. They never mentioned that Bill Belichick cheated, got caught, had a $500,000 fine, the largest fine of any coach in the history of the NFL. And there's all kinds of things that swirl around and is the reason that Bill Belichick can never, ever, ever be the greatest coach. There's a cloud there because of the way that they do their business. Instead of celebrating what the Patriots have done, they're attached to nothing but scandal. And he leads the way. He leads the way.
So,
and this is the problem I have. Why can't we tell his full story?
Okay,
why?
Okay, even if we tell his full story, you think that that automatically disqualifies him as the best coach?
Oh, absolutely.
That takes away from all the stuff he did since then?
Well, but that's a big part.
Yeah, but he's not doing that anymore.
Do you know that for sure?
100% I know that for a fact.
I don't know that, and I think that there's always question marks, and we already know with the Deflategate and all the other stuff, someone's going to write a book and expose the New England Patriots. I'm convinced of this. There was talk that they would go to the dumpsters and at the other opposing team hotel, and when they throw out game notes.
Come on.
No, seriously.
Come on,
and
man.
All kinds of stuff. And I just wonder, like, I'm not saying that they still have to execute and make plays happen. I'm not taking what's saying he can't coach and this is all smoke and mirrors. All I'm saying is let's put it in perspective and let's also respect the other people who have done it the right way. All right? You want to say Barry Bonds is a cheater, but you won't call Bill Belichick a cheater. Why not? Ask yourself that question. Barry Bonds is a cheater. That's all I hear. Why isn't Bill Belichick a cheater? No, he's the greatest coach who ever coached in the NFL. F no. He's not.
There's also a certain...
Why not? Jonas, answer me that question.
Here's what I have noticed, and I don't know the real answer other than we just really love our football. There's also a leeway that we give football players that we don't give any other sport.
They get busted for steroids every other day,
and
nobody
makes...
It doesn't even make the paper.
No, and it doesn't disqualify him from being in the Hall of Fame.
Nothing. Like, nobody even bats an eye.
And I almost wonder if people realize... Look at football differently in that, and I've always felt this, football and fighting, boxing, mixed martial arts, those are sports built for savages. You've got to be wired a different way
to engage in that
sort of violence.
And put yourself out there.
It's
like a car crash every 15 seconds.
Every single play. If you're a fighter, you've got to, there's something that's different about you and how you're built to be able to stand in the pocket and know I'm standing face to face with somebody that's trying to do serious damage to me and affect my livelihood down the road. And so I always respect those guys more than maybe any other sport from that thought of they're going in there with a mind frame. I always say top of the food chain when it comes to mentally, because their focus in knowing all the side effects is so impressive to me. That being said, I think other people identify that, and whether they verbalize it or not, they cut NFL players more slack than they do anybody else. Because, look, you could go college football. I mean, there's been, you know, like if you found out that a college football coach, you know, was, you know, pulled a couple of scams or was paying somebody off, I don't think you'd give him as much heat as you would a college basketball coach. I really don't.
No, I agree with you, and they get away with it as well. But my only thing is, same thing. Tom Brady cheated.
Yeah.
He got a 4-game suspension. You could say Goodell got it wrong, the NFL. That's a fact. He missed 4 games. Tom Brady could have easily said to, when they asked him, yes, I asked the ball boys to take the air route. It's my fault. It's on me. All right? And I'll never do it again. And I didn't realize it was underneath the standards. That's all he had to say. Am I right?
Yeah.
And he would have never been suspended. He would have gotten a light fine and it would have been all over. But when you see the constant stuff that's going on with the Patriots, it's the same thing. I don't know if they catch Bill Belichick again, would then maybe people would take a look at him?
Here's
I don't get it.
All right, here's the thing, though. deep down, does it bother you that they may have taken a couple of shortcuts to win some games?
Yes. It bothers me that they don't get the blame that they should get.
It doesn't bother me at all, and here's why. And it's not because, look, I think Brady's the greatest of all time. I think Belichick's the greatest of all time. We can agree or disagree or whatnot. Here's why it doesn't bother me. Because I just assume usually people are up to something. Like, I'm, and maybe that's a negative approach to take.
That is a negative approach because you're a Patriots guy.
Okay.
So you're accepting it. No, I don't buy that. I don't.
And I'm not a Patriots fan. Like, I didn't grow up a Patriots fan.
I know that, but I'm saying, but you're good with what they've been able to do. And this is the only thing I say to you, Jonas. It's the reason that they don't get that they don't get all that they should get, considering how many championships and the mark of excellence that they've had. And the reason is a lot of people don't believe that they've been honest the whole way through.
But that being said, I also look at Barry Bonds and go, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to hear that, he may have taken steroids, he may have done this, he cheated. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't mean, taking PEDs, it's not an automatic that you're going to be great. Do you know how many guys in the minor leagues probably took PEDs
and they didn't
failed?
Make it?
Yes.
Because they don't have the eye-hand coordination. 100%. I'm with you.
And maybe they went from single-A ball to double-A, but they never sniffed the major league.
But the whole thing, the label of cheater, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it should be across the board for everybody. There's no halfway. It's like you're not half pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not.
I totally agree.
No such thing. And either you're a cheater or you're not. Jonas, if you go down the block here and rob the bank and you take $50,000, right? And you rob the bank or your grandmother nods off and you go on her purse and take $10.
Yeah.
Either way, you're a thief. You're a thief.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Either way.
Yeah. And you can label that. Here's, though, what I'll say to this. This is why what we do is so enjoyable to do, because you can do a black and white conversation when it comes to the Patriots and just talk. I'm not talking race here, so get your minds off that subject. You can do a black white conversation with the Patriots and just talk about how great they are, or you could talk about how they're overrated. But we're able to add nuance to it. And although a lot of people won't bring up that stuff that's happened in their past, you can, and you do, and nobody can refute what it is that you're saying. I'm saying, for me, it just doesn't bother me. I just assume somebody's on something or somebody's up to something.
To this day, the Rams believe that they videotaped their walkthrough of the day of the Super Bowl, that they had inside knowledge of what was going on. And you remember that Rams team was unbelievable, almost unstoppable, and all of a sudden they couldn't score. They had trouble. Like they said, it felt like that the Patriots knew what plays they were running. That's what it felt like, and that's a championship that they won, by barely, but they did win that. And if you remember, they were big underdogs in that Super Bowl. It was like the Rams were all the way up here,
huge.
And the Patriots were way down here. Yeah. And all of a sudden, something swung, and all of a sudden, it's a short, a 3-point game or whatever it wound up being.
And also, look, both of these could be true. Belichick can be an all-time great defensive guru and an unbelievable football mind, maybe the best we've ever seen. That can be true. What can also be true is him using that mind to find shortcuts and how he can, sort of doctor the system and find loopholes in certain things that he can utilize in order to get an advantage. You remember what they did against the Ravens in that playoff game? The Ravens were pissed about it afterwards, to where they basically ran a play that
that they outlawed right after
year.
That.
Yeah, the
they
next
outlawed
year.
The play. So, they ran a play that and lined up, and the Ravens were like, that's illegal.
But it wasn't illegal. It wasn't in the rule book at that time.
But
the next year was.
It was, because they looked at
it, man.
And it was illegal, and they lost that.
I give them credit.
But this is what I'm talking about, is that there's always some chicanery or something going on. And I think ultimately he's going to get all his accolades, go in the Hall of Fame, and then one of those disgruntled people that they didn't take care of with the Patriots will write this tell-all book and lay out everything. I believe that that's going to be out. Yeah. We'll be able to see it, and we'll realize the scope of what they were able to do. And all you need to do for Exhibit A is go look at Eric Mangini, who was a part of all that. And when he blew the whistle, when he went to the Jets, because he said to himself, oh, wait a minute, you're going to cheat me too? I was one of your disciples. I came from You're gonna cheat me too? He was heartbroken that Bill Belichick wasn't gonna beat him straight up. Was that he was going to do what he was going to do?
Okay, first of all, that's not okay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
a two-time Super Bowl champion. He is Ike Taylor, former Pittsburgh Steeler legend, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Ike, Jonas Knox and Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
What's happening?
Jonas, how you doing? I hear Rob going hard.
He's a Patriot hater.
Ike, this is my only point about it, and I'm not a Patriot hater. But you can't have it both ways, okay? He was busted. He was fired. I'm talking about Bill Belichick. When they talk about him being the greatest coach of all time, they don't mention that he got the biggest fine for somebody cheating with the Spygate and all the other stuff that goes on. The reason the Patriots don't get the love that they should for winning six Super Bowls is because there's always some monkey business going on. Am I right or wrong?
Rob, now to a point, I feel you, because at the same time, during the Spygate, we felt like we was one of those teams that got Spygated on.
Yes!
So I get what you're saying, Rob, but what about the last four or three Super Bowls after Rob?
No, I'm not.
What you going to say then?
I'm not saying that, but I don't know how deep. All I'm going to tell you, Ike, is at some point, some disgruntled guy who's been been there is going to write a book, and they will expose what they were doing and how deep-rooted this is. Because all those people, there's a Patriots way. Why have everybody who's left there failed? Because they're not doing all that. And Eric Mangini is Exhibit A. He was there. He was a disciple. And Bill Belichick was even going to cheat against him. And that's when he spoke out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so we deal with the Spygate. One, they got fined, and like you said earlier, one of the highest fines for a Spygate scandal. I get all that. Now, after that, so you get a Wes Walker, you get a Troy Brown who plays receiver, you can put him at DB. So you get a Randy Moss who was at the Oakland Raiders at one time. We felt like he was on a decline. He go to the New England Patriots, he take off. So you get a Josh Gordon, so we soon still to find out what's going to happen with Josh Gordon. He's going to revamp his career with that. So you get a lot of guys who we feel like decline or not so good, but they get with the New England Patriots and wind up making Pro Bowls and being good. Wes Walker is one of the first ones. Troy Brown is one of another one. So I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying, Rob, but at the same time, a lot of guys, and I just feel like this, New England is always a step ahead, formation-wise, personnel-wise.
Yeah,
but look at all the teams. Because look at all the teams we say got a lot of talent. Think of all the teams we say that got a lot of talent and still can't beat New England. Just think about it. No, all the teams that got a lot of talent. So if you put an OBJ and a Jarvis Landry, and you already got a Rob Gronkowski, so you already got a nice tight end. So if you put all these nice receivers with Tom Brady, and we saw what Tom Brady did with a nice receiver. So if you put Tom Brady, so just think about, so put Baker Mayfield with New England and put Tom Brady with Cleveland.
Tom Brady, and I've said this, I don't call him the GOAT, I call him the LOAT, L-O-A-T, the luckiest of all time. And Ike, I'm going to tell you, Tom Brady's won two Super Bowls where he's thrown a total of one touchdown. Two Super Bowls where he's thrown a total of one touchdown. And then I could tell you the other one where other team, for whatever reason, Seattle's
at
the
fault,
I'm not saying it's his fault.
Hey, Tom Brady don't play defense, Rob. That's what you gotta understand.
Rob,
like it's not his fault that he don't play defense. It's not their fault once they get to the playoffs. The fantasy points come out the window. So everybody who is in fantasy and they want to get these passing receivers, these passing the quarterbacks, these receiving receivers, they want to get all that. These running backs that come out the backfield and they can receive and they can run the ball, they want to get all that. When New England beat Atlanta Falcons, what they did for the second half, Rob?
No, Atlanta,
they ran the ball.
Atlanta choked. Atlanta did not run.
No. They ran the ball. They did exactly what Atlanta did the first half.
Right, but Atlanta ran the ball three times in the second half. You can't run the ball.
That's one Super Bowl. So when New England just got done beating, and it was a good game against the L.A. Rams, it was a damn good game on both sides, offense and defense. But what they did, they ran the ball, Rob. So we keep naming New England for throwing the ball and Tom Brady and all these yards, but when the playoffs come, what they do? They run the ball.
Well, they run the ball now because Tom Brady had 100 yards and no touchdowns and a pick and a fumble.
It don't matter. By the end of the day, all I'm looking at is the left-hand column. You're trying to justify what he did. I'm looking at the left-hand column.
Yeah, Rob,
I'm looking at the W. You're looking at the right. I'm looking at the left.
Yeah, Rob Parker famously quoted as saying constantly, sports is a small
sports
menu.
Sports has a short menu, yeah. Right. Wins and losses. I agree with that.
But here's the other part. Ike Taylor, by the way, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple. Two-time Super Bowl champ Ike Taylor, that is. When people go back to how Brady played in this last Super Bowl, I always say, okay, now we're even, because the Super Bowl before, he couldn't rely on his defense. They couldn't stop Nick Foles. Brady threw for 500 yards.
Yeah, but he gave up the ball with 2 minutes to go.
He was the best player in the game.
He coughed up the ball in the last 2 minutes. Did he not?
That's not it. That is so an
awesome. That's not Brady's fault?
Well, if he coughed up the ball, maybe he ain't taking Steriflu. Oh, that's all I'm going to say. If he would have took his Steriflu, he would have been good. He would have been coughing. But stuff happens. They got six. Under Tom Brady, they got six, Rob. Rob got six.
I know. I got it.
They got six under one quarterback, Rob.
He should have one. If the world was correct, he would have one.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. If your bill is $30, if your life bill is $30, You can't put in $29.97. Your life's gonna get cut off.
No,
that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen, Rob.
And it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, Ike Taylor.
That's what I'm saying. The man came through.
Hey, Ike, we were talking about this earlier, transitioning away from the hater that Rob Parker is when it comes to the Patriots. Transitioning from that, in all seriousness, over to what we were discussing earlier. I'm calling him the surprising sleeper in the NFL because usually they're not a sleeper. But this year it feels like they are, and it's your former team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody's talking about the Browns. People are talking about...
Everybody's got the Browns going to the Super Bowl.
There's hope. Lamar Jackson, it's a new era in Baltimore, yet the Steelers quietly return, a coach with a Super Bowl, a quarterback with two Super Bowls, and a pretty damn good roster in Pittsburgh, and a team that everybody is sort of overlooking in that division. What do you make of your former team heading into the season?
If I know one thing that they do well, they draft receivers damn well. So I can go back to the Antoine Randall L's, the Plexico Burris, and the Hines Ward. So now the Antoine Randall L, he goes to the Redskins, the Plexico, he goes to the New York Giants, right? So now, okay, what their receiving core looking like? I'm going to tell you what their receiving core looking like. So the receiving core looking like a Santonio Holmes and a Mike Wallace with Hines sitting in the slot. Okay, so Santonio Holmes get into an issue. They're not seeing eye to eye with Santonio Holmes, him and the Pittsburgh Steelers. He go. So who you draft? You draft Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown. Okay, so now we got the what we used to call them, the Bugatti boys. So Hines Ward is on his way out. So Hines Ward on his way out. Now you got a Mike Wallace, a Antonio Brown, who is a sixth-round draft pick, and the Emmanuel Sanders, who is a third-round draft pick. Mike Wallace, he's another third-round draft pick. So now you got NASCAR sitting on the field at the wide receiver position. Okay, cool. So Mike Wallace, he leaves. After Mike Wallace leaves, it's like, who we got next? Emmanuel Sanders, he leaves. After Emmanuel Sanders leaves, it's like, who next? So now you got Juju, and now you got Washington. And now you pick up my guy from the Colts, the receiver. Holy moly. I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, when it comes down to receivers, that's Dante Moncrief.
Okay.
That's what they do. They know how to get receivers. So you can talk about whatever they draft, but one thing they know how to do is draft receivers, draft offensive linemen and defensive linemen and linebackers because they keep getting these Hall of Fame / first-round linebackers. If you have a question, it's always the secondary on drafting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's always a question mark. And that's probably one of the positions that you're going to have a question mark so far with them. But other than that, getting to answering your question is, that's about that time. So I wound up texting when they had their draft, like, okay, now you got back to the old-school Pittsburgh Steelers mentality draft. So now you get an NIU outside linebacker, make him a fullback. So now you get a first-round pick and your linebacker from Michigan, and all he do is smash faces. So now you start getting these guys who are Pittsburgh Steelers guys. And Pittsburgh Steelers guys is smashing faces, playing football. There is no finesse about being a Pittsburgh Steeler. And I think from that point, for the last five draft picks, meaning 5 years in drafting some guys, it's been too finesse. If you can just go back to when they was winning Super Bowls, even my time, there was no finesse guys. These guys was all smash face guys. We can go in the alley, we can brawl, and we can walk out winning. Them the kind of guys Pittsburgh Steelers, I feel like that was missing. Now, this draft, I feel like they brought back. So now we always do good when I'm back against the wall. I'm still saying we, even though I'm like 4 or 5 years removed. We always do good by our back against the wall, so now they're back against the wall. So who are we talking about? And you got every right to talk about Cleveland, because I feel like Cleveland got a good team. Over the past 4 years, Cleveland has been drafting nothing but first-round draft picks. You can say what you want to say about Baker Mayfield, but he has never been an entitled guy. He's been a walk-on. He had to fight to start. And you saw what he wound up doing. Yeah, it's just his personality. So this is what I tell people when it comes down to the quarterback position on the defense side. Start peeping out the sideline. Rob, y'all start peeping out the sidelines. So when a defensive guy gets up off the sideline because he sees how special a guy is, and that's the quarterback included in Baker Mayfield. If y'all would have watched that from the Oklahoma days, how special he was. I ain't talking about his height. I ain't talking about his speed. I ain't talking about what y'all figured he couldn't do, what he could do. See, us as players, this is what we can do. Take the scouting part out of it. Take the coaching part out of it. We know, and Rob, you know this because you're a basketball guy. When you go on the park and there's 10 guys, you picking the best to the worst guy last, right? Right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.